Praise the Lord, everyone. God's great, right? And greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. You know, you got a lot of foolishness going on out in the world, and we could take 6 months and never cover all of it. But heard a man say the other day that the reason he don't serve God is because God is a dictator, because he demands worship. And I said, well, actually, I give it freely. I give my worship freely. I raise my hands because I choose to. Somebody hearing me today? I live for God because I want to. Because I happen to think this life is the greatest life that you can live on this earth. I also happen to believe that this life has hope. That's something I did not have out in that world, was hope. But I have it now. You can turn to Matthew chapter 25. I'm just going to jump right in and read some verses. And I'm going to cover some verses. I don't know how far I get, but I'm going to go through them rather quickly so you can follow along in Matthew chapter 25. We're going to start reading at verse 1. And I want to talk to us today about the hour will expose the condition. There's coming an hour that's going to expose the heart of every human being on this earth. There'll be no hiding it then. There'll be no, well, the whole church thinks I'm this and thinks I'm that. Can I just tell you, it really don't matter what the whole church thinks? Because when it comes down to us, ain't nobody in this building going to be sitting there giving God advice. I want to please him. How about you? Verse 25:1, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps, went forth to meet the bridegroom. They were headed toward their destination. They all started out okay. Amen. But it's also very important that we don't only have a start, we got to have a finish. I said, we got to have a finish. If you would stop and think right now, and just not in a negative form, but remember when you started out living for Christ, and God filled you with the Holy Ghost, you were baptized in his name. You can think right now of people that around that same time frame who received the Holy Ghost with you, maybe a revival. But you can also look right now and find them people are no longer with us. I know people who started with me, and they're out in the world as lost can be. That's not being judgmental. That's being scriptural. Do we still believe in the book? I don't believe everybody saying, Lord, Lord, is going to end up in this place called heaven. Hello? I think there's some preparation that has to be made. And we're going to talk about that today. The Apostle Paul said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Kept the faith all the way home. Come on, somebody. If there's something I want to do is keep my faith until the end. Hello? And there's people going to fall by the wayside, and my friend, all you can do is love them, pray for them, invite them back, encourage them. We must be a church of hope, but the bottom line is there's coming a day that this is going to come down between you and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Nobody else is going to answer for you, and you are not going to answer for nobody else. Amen? And 5 of them were wise, and 5 of them were foolish. The truth of the matter is we will all fall into one of those categories. We're either going to be wise or we're going to be foolish. I'm trying to drive home a point today. There is no in between concerning the rapture of the church. Our time of forgiveness is now. You can be forgiven of any sin now. You can find God right now. You can make it all right now. But there's coming an hour. Hear me. There's coming an hour. It's over. You say, well, that's a little heavy for Sunday morning. Look, it ain't my fault you didn't eat your Wheaties before you came. Hello? Five were wise, five were foolish. On that day, you will be lost or you will be saved. Hello? We're either going to build on the rock that'll stand the storm, or we're going to build on the sand and be washed away. We got to drive home and make our calling and election sure. There's coming a day and an hour, and I want to be wise. I want to be prepared. I want to be ready for that day. Amen. And they that were foolish, three, took their lamps. But look what they didn't do. They didn't take no oil with them. Brother Budgie, this explains why they were foolish. They did not, Bishop, prepare properly for the trip. Hello? They did not expect any delays, Brother Ashley. They did not expect any setbacks. They just thought they were getting up, going to where they were going, and nothing in between. Does anybody here know a life that offers you no setbacks? My Lord, you may be rejoicing on this past week. I had a great, God did something great on Thursday, and on Saturday, bad news came. It's called setbacks. But guess what? I'm still preparing for the journey because I got a lamp, and I'm going to have a little extra oil with me. Hello, somebody. They did not prepare for the journey. You got to prepare. The church must prepare for the journey. They didn't expect no delays, no setbacks. But we're going to look here in just a moment. There was a delay that came, and it threw them. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm going to be as honest with you as I can. No one in this world is walking through those gates without fighting to get there. There is no easy way, church. Okay? Fighting devils, Sister Urban's going to be tough. But we must fight them. Hello? Life isn't fair, but we must deal with it. Bad news comes, we must overcome it. I live in the same world you do, and you live in the same one I do. We all hear the same news. We all hear the same craziness. But here's what I do know. My hope is not in this world. That's why God cannot let that affect me. I cannot let politicians affect me. My hope is not in a White House. My hope is in His house. My hope is in not what people are doing. My hope is in the coming of the Lord. If you watch all of this stuff, it'll throw you. Just come to the conclusion I did. Folks are crazy. They're nuts. Okay, and they're doing crazy things. But guess what? I got a lamp, and I've got oil in it, and I'm going to keep oil in it. I've got a little extra oil for the trip because I know delays and setbacks are coming. That's when I'm going to get a little closer to God and pray a little more and worship a little more. We got to keep our lamps full. And it's your responsibility. Do we understand it is our responsibility to be ready for the coming of the Lord? You know, I've pastored several churches, and if the choir would have sung this, man, we was hoping they'd do it. If they'd have done this, man, I was going to get with it. Quit basing your salvation on a song, on a preacher, on what people are doing. And most of the time I've heard, I really didn't care what the preacher says today. To me, what you just told me, he was reading your mail. That's all that was. And you need your mail read. I need my mail read. That's what the word of the Lord is for, to set you back on the right track. You know who God sets on the right track and corrects? The people He loves. Come on, somebody. I said the people He loves. He loveth whom He correcteth. If I need correction, God correct away. Hello, somebody. I want to make this when it's over. If I get out of line, I want the Holy Ghost to say, uh-uh. Don't you want that? There ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Well, you ain't going to hang around long. Every person in this building has to be in submission to the Holy Ghost. Nobody outgrows the Holy Ghost. Nobody has a monopoly on God. Are you hearing me? Nobody. Explains why they were foolish. They didn't take no oils. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Explains why they will rise. They realize they wanted to make sure they had enough oil to get them there. Well, this could happen. This could happen. You ever go on a vacation and say, oh, honey, let's go to Florida tomorrow. All right, we got to start packing. No, we're not going to take anything. We're just going to drive down. You prepare for the trip. You start taking everything you know you might need. And if you're like our house, you take a lot of stuff we know we're not going to need. I'm like, my God, y'all moving up there? But hey, they going to make sure they got enough oil in their lamps. Okay, I've seen clothes take the place of people. We take you, but that suitcase has got to go. The bottom line is you got to prepare for the trip. This is the time of preparation. Today is the time of preparation. Scriptures teach you now is the accepted time. Somebody say accepted. Here's what it's telling you. No matter what you've done in life, no matter where you come from in life, he'll accept you right today.
Now you think about that.
He will accept you. He will accept every wrong in your life, and he will make it right. He'll put it under the blood. He'll wash your sins away. Now is the accepted time. But that does not promise a tomorrow. There ain't no promises of tomorrow. So the question I would like to ask, one of the questions is, right now, if Christ came today, right now, and I'm asking Steve Piles too, do you have enough oil to get you there? Only you can answer that. Only I can answer that. I mean, come on, man. We all may think you're the greatest thing in the world. But that don't mean you are. And I ain't trying to be mean. It's just like people tell me, well, they didn't look like a serial killer. Well, what's a serial killer look like? Could it be the local janitor? We're seeing all kinds of crazy stuff in this world. People are doing things you're like, wow. So really what you look like to us is not the important thing. I tell people goofing off, yeah, you seem to be a pretty good guy, but then again, you could be the Antichrist. Steve, why are you always going to do that? Whatever. Maybe to stop you from asking me dumb things. I don't know. What I'm saying is the life you portray to us is not the one maybe you're going to be judged by. We only know what you show us. Unless God does a spirit of discernment and exposes you, which he can do that too. But what I'm talking about, there's coming an hour where it's going to expose every heart. It's going to tell us exactly who had the goods and who didn't. Are you hearing me? Our walk with God must become personal. It's got to be personal. We must do what God has asked us to do. And look what happened. And while the bridegroom tarried, there's that tarry. Those foolish weren't expecting that stop. They weren't expecting that setback. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now here's the truth of the matter. Five of them, Pastor, actually had a right to sleep. They were ready. They had the peace of God that passes all understanding, Brother Zelke. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I would not lay my head on a pillow at night and shut them eyes until I knew it was all good with the Maker. Are you hearing me? I wouldn't close my eyes at night until I knew I made it right with Him. God, come on, somebody. Don't close them eyes at night. You don't know what's going to happen. And when you open them in the morning, you ask him to help you through that day. And when you close them at night, you make sure your calling and election is sure. You need to see if you owe God anything. Check up on your payments to the Lord. You may owe him something. Come on. They all slumbered and slept. But here's the thing. Five had a right to sleep. But the foolish should have realized at this point in time, oh, there's a delay. We weren't expecting that. They should have right then, Sister Irvin, went and found some more oil. That was their time. And we're going to find out they searched for some oil. A little late, though. They knew where to go get it. A little late, though. Because preparation wasn't already made. We're leaving in the moment in the twinkling of an eye. That's pretty quick to be straightened out of life, don't you think? We're leaving real quick. Real quick. They knew the delay was there, and they chose to keep sleeping. You think about that. They chose to sleep. They should have been searching for oil. The delay came, the one they wasn't expecting. I'm telling you, setbacks are only there to put us in for a greater comeback. We all have setbacks, but it's about coming back. It's about getting up. There's no one can point in this building or any other, I don't care what church you visit, there ain't a perfect human being sitting in that place. And you're always going to have some pointing fingers at you because you know your sin's greater than theirs. They think if they do it, it's a mistake. If we do it, it's a sin.
Come on.
I got news for you. There's coming a day we're going to fall in a category of wise, or we're going to fall in the category of foolish. I choose to be wise. I choose to prepare. I choose to make it. I choose to go. This is a choice. We got to choose heaven. And you're going to have to fight to get there. Don't listen to these people tell you that you ain't never going to fight another battle once you get saved. I didn't even know there was a devil until I got the Holy Ghost. I was too busy listening to him and didn't even know I was listening to him. Hello? The Holy Ghost gives you the power to fight of something you always gave into. Hello? Holy Ghost is more powerful than drugs. It's more powerful than alcohol. It's more powerful than any of that. I'm a living witness, man. I wouldn't even go to school unless I had a joint to smoke. Got any weed? I ain't going today. But I'm telling you, God can change that life. And it don't take him months. It don't take him days. It takes a repentant heart. It takes a sincere heart and laying it on the altar to God. Tatum getting the Holy Ghost. I said, that's living proof. You ain't got to know a lot about the Bible to receive the Holy Ghost. Come on. A child can receive this. You say they don't understand it. That's not what it's all about. It's always been about the heart. It will always be about the heart. When a child or an adult, when you correct it and make your heart right, God will meet you. You got to be willing to clean your heart. Children are living proof. You don't even have to really know anything about anything for God to fill you with His Spirit. The problem is we need to unlearn some stuff, undo some stuff, except you become as a little child, you shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. What is God telling us? He's saying, don't get too grown up on me. And I'm thinking, you ain't got to worry about me. I'm as immature as they come at 65. I refuse that. I mean, you ever see the look I gave my wife when she said, well, we got to sign you up for Medicare. I said, sign me up for what? I literally did. I wouldn't even think about that stuff. She goes, well, you know you'll be 65. And I go, you got to sign up for that junk? I don't even think about it. I don't know. I just don't. That's just me. I don't even think about it. I wake up. I'm going to live my life one day at a time. This could be the day. Tomorrow could be the day he comes. I don't know when he's coming. I don't sit around and try to predict it. I just know he's coming. I know he's coming. And people say, I know he's coming. No, you don't know when he's coming. I said, no, you don't know when he's coming. We can all have ideals and theories and philosophies. I know in this congregation today, we got pro, pre, whatever you want to call it. Give it a while, they'll come up with a fourth one. What I'm trying to tell you is, I don't really know. I just know. I don't know the day or the hour. I just know there is a day and there is an hour. Okay? And I want to be ready for that day and that hour. I don't know what we're going to go through as a church, but I do know this. He'll take us through it. Come on, somebody. I said he'll take us through it. You say the world's crazy. God's powerful. You hear me? At midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go out to meet him. Now, how many's waiting on that day? Go ye out to meet him. Then you got people, Brother Zucker, that's told me, well, what about all the lost people? I said, it ever dawned on you that the lost people could have got out of bed this morning, and the lost people could have come to the house of God, and the lost people could be saved? You chose to ignore church. They choose to ignore God. They choose to ignore the word. Yes, I want to see them saved, but it ain't affecting my salvation. I'm going up with a shout. I'm leaving when he comes. If you don't want to go, that's on you. I'm packing my bags and getting out of here. You want to stay here? Tell the Antichrist hello for us. Everybody's wondering who he is. You're planning for the Antichrist. I'm planning for Jesus Christ. See the difference? Some stuff don't matter. It really don't matter. You know what matters? The day and the hour. You know what matters? Am I prepared? You know what matter? Have I been baptized correctly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know what else matter? Have I talked in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave me the utterance? Am I filled with the Holy Ghost? Have I been born again? Am I living a modest and upright and righteous life before the Lord? That's what matters. What matters. And don't God starts talking about this righteous and that righteous. I've told you before, I don't say a lot about standards because they change every 6 miles. They change every 6 or 7 miles. If you're going to a church that's and they're preaching something, then you need to be do your best to uphold that. It don't really necessarily say you got to agree with it, but you can't be fussing, fighting, and carrying on, acting all ignorant either. Thought I'd just throw that out there. Hello? God blesses unity. God blesses unity. And ain't nobody in this building, I hope there ain't, that expects you to agree with everything they say. Oh, good luck with that. That ain't going to happen. You think I sit up here minister and go, well, everybody believe me, everything I said today? I don't even go home with that concept. I'm just going to preach my heart and feel what God gave me. Hey, you're going to do with it what you want to do with it. You can accept it, discard it. I ain't got to answer for what you do with the word. You got to answer for what you do with the word. Hello? If preachers will quit preaching for results, they may preach better. Did you hear how many people said amen today? Actually, I was listening to him. Some people can tell you who shouts in a church, who lifts their hands, how many times some folks went to the bathroom. I wonder where their attention is. Hello? It's the truth. Some people can't worship if so-and-so sits down at the end of the pew from them. Well, get up and move. You ain't tied to that chair. My God, don't let anything come between you and your Savior and your worship and giving God glory and praise. Stay away from that disunity crowd. Hello, you don't need that toxic behavior trying to creep in your heart. God didn't give you ears to become garbage cans. God gave you ears to listen. He gave us eyes to see. Don't be blind. Call it the way it is. We're living in a world that no longer wants to call a duck a duck. It's still a duck. Are you hearing me? The hour came, the bridegroom cometh, go out to meet him. I promise you, I hope I'm not here, and I'm going to pray to God you're not here either, but I promise you, when the trumpet of the Lord sounds and the church leaves, every prodigal that did not return, now they're going to be trying to find out what happened to millions of people. Them prodigals are going to be able to tell you what happened. People that had knowledge of the scriptures are going to be able to tell you what happened. They're going to know that trumpet must have sounded, and I didn't hear it. Ooh. Come on, somebody. Sometimes my music's so loud, I'm thinking, Lord, if he blows that trumpet, he's going to have to blow a little louder. I can't hear it in this car. Hello? But I'm going to tell you something. There's coming a trumpet sound. It's going to sound so loud, the dead in Christ are going to hear it. And we're leaving here. And we're going up with a shout. You know why? We prepared. We stayed prepared. We got to prepare for this journey and this trip that we are on. Amen? Every prodigal, everyone's going to know they missed the coming of the Lord. You ain't going to be home to answer that phone or your cell phone, but they're going to be blowing up. Hey, what happened today? And, of course, the government's going to step in. You know how they always try to explain everything, even though they're wrong three-quarters of the time? And I'm thinking, my Lord, common sense can see that. Where are you living? Now, here's what I think. Here's just one of the moments what I think. Now, I'm going to lose about half of you on this, but that's okay. You'll come back. They got to have an explanation, correct? Where did millions of people go? Oh, calm down. We've had an alien invasion. That's what I personally think. Call me crazy if you want. They got to come up with something. What do you think? All of a sudden, any more time you turn on the news, it's about aliens. It's about, is there life on other planets? I've had people ask me that and said, don't know, don't care, don't plan on going there. Worried about too much junk. We're packing too much stuff into this brain up here, and it's confusing people. Stay in line with the book. Hello? Hello? They're going to have to explain it away. We had an alien invasion. We've got it under control. No, you don't. You know what their control is going to be? That's when they're going to come around at some period of time, introduce that Antichrist. No, he's going to make people think he has it under control. Until he slaughters a bunch of Jews. Then we're going to know he wasn't the Christ. Aren't you glad you ain't going to be here and all that? At least I am. And if you are, you have to deal with that as well. But here's what you should always know. The Antichrist can never be Jesus Christ. And we know the Savior's word, we know his voice, and we know his spirit. Even if you got to go through at that time, you will know he's a phony. You will know he's a fake, and you may have to stand. Well, why would I have to do that? I don't know. Why did they have to do it in the book of Acts? Are we any better? Preaching the same gospel, am I correct up here? That they were persecuted for. So I have my beliefs on when, but am I positive? No. Here's what I am positive of. If I've been born again, I'm leaving.
That's what I am positive of.
Amen. All the virgins arose, trimmed their lamps. You know why? The day and that hour just exposed the condition of the heart.
It's going to expose. The rapture of the church will expose the condition of every single heart.
No longer are we going to worry about, did they have it? Did they not? That day is going to prove who had the goods and who didn't. How many want to be ready for that day? The hour exposed the spiritual condition. It's going to expose every human being on this earth. The rapture will be the deciding factor of who was wise and who was foolish. Have you ever debated with sometimes? Well, sometimes it's called arguing. We just call it debate to sound Christian. I've seen debates go out about what's right and what's wrong. Well, I think it's wrong because. Well, I think it's right because. Well, I think it's wrong because, and I think it's right because. But here's the truth of the matter is, the rapture is going to decide what was really right and what was really wrong.
It really is, Brother Zelke.
All this stuff we fuss about and we down other pastors for, well, you know what they're doing over there? No. I know what we're doing here. I don't care, really care what they're doing over there. Hello? Just pray for people if you think they're straying, pray for them. Just pray for them. Be kind to them. Hello? Encourage them. I've called ministers that have left what we call truth and what I believe to be whole truth. I have personally called them and said, hey, look here, man. I know you want a different route. You know what I believe, but I do want you to know one thing. You are still my friend, and I still love you. And if you ever decide to come back this way, I will be there for you. I will fight for you. That's what we'll answer for, not their actions. They'll answer for their actions. Hello? But if there's one thing I do know with all of my heart, now's no time to bail on truth. Is no time to bail on truth. We're close to that day. And the foolish said unto the wise, let me hurry up here. The foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Give us of your oil. We could apply that to spirituality. There is some things after our oil, the world, the flesh, and the devil. You got to learn to say no to your enemy. Come on. You got to learn to say no to the devil. Jesus Christ basically taught us how to say no when he said, it is written, is the same as saying, get out of here. Hello? You got to learn to say no to the world, to the flesh, and to the enemy if you want to be victorious when he comes. Amen? You got to learn to say no. But at the return of Christ, spiritual preparation cannot be bought or borrowed. Give us your oil. It wouldn't have done them no good. I can't give you the Holy Ghost. No one in this building can give you the Holy Ghost. We can pray for you to get the Holy Ghost. I know there's people that says, well, when I pray for them, they get the Holy Ghost. Well, you prayed for them, but let's remember God gives the Holy Ghost. And people can have the gifts of healing. I believe I've seen it work. I've seen it happen. But let's not forget the bottom line is he's still the healer. He just used you to perform his work. Come on. If he uses you in the gifts, it's his spirit that is using you. It ain't like you calculated it up and said, well, I got this under control. That's when you're out of control. Hello, somebody. As long as you're being led of the spirit, are you in control? Because you're letting God control the situation. Jump out of that and see how much. I've seen people call it prophecy. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you tell me I got a word from you, I'm going to ask you some serious questions before I accept your word. I don't go on the philosophy just because you say so. First of all, I want to know if you're biblically correct. I want to know if you're following Christ. I told you what I told a man one time. He said, Bro Paul, God told me to tell you to quit your job, and he's going to supply every bill in your church. I said, really? Now, that sounded good. Walked around that store for about 20 minutes, and that stuff started eating at me. So I walked back up and he said, hey, can I ask you a question? Are you sure you heard from the Lord? He said, I'm positive. I said, so if I quit my job and God don't pay my bills, are you going to? Well, I didn't say that. I'm like, you kind of said that. You're telling me you heard from the Lord to quit my job and God would supply every need in our building. Now, I'm not doubting God can supply every need in my building. Or your building, or any other building. But here's what I am doubting. If that don't happen and you misheard God, are you going to pay my bills? If you ain't, hush. Yeah. A lot of stuff saying, thus saith the Lord. And I'm like, no, he ain't saying that. How do you know he ain't? Because it ain't in here. That's why I know he ain't saying that. Hello? Man, don't be deceived with some of this junk floating around. Call that junk out. Make them answer you. You got every right, just like they got every right to talk. You got every right to listen and then talk back. I'm like, okay, go ahead and finish your sentence, but when you're done, I'm talking. You ain't the only one in the room, Slick. Hello? Our walk with God must be personal. No one can give you the oil. No one can live this for you. But the wise answer saying, not so. By the way, that's a good answer. Lest there be not enough for us and you. But won't you rather go to them that sell and buy for yourselves? It's amazing they knew where to go. But why didn't they go there, Pastor, when they were all slumbering and sleeping? They knew they needed oil, Brother Zelke. There's people sitting in service after service after service. You know you need oil. You know you need a closer walk with the Lord. You know you need a touch from God. But you just keep right on tarrying and sleeping. I'm telling you, there's coming a sound that's going to catch you off guard. There's coming a cry that's going to rock your world. And I'm telling you right now, there's a day and there's an hour. There is no wait a little longer, sweet Jesus. There is no, well, he's waiting because he's merciful. No, no. It's on the calendar. The rapture is booked. There is a day and there is an hour. And that's when Christ is going to return. If you are in the boat, you're sailing. If you're not in the boat, you're drowning. We got to understand this is serious business. Preparation must be made to make heaven. Amen. There's going to be no second opportunities to get this right. Once the door is shut, it is shut for eternity, just like God shut the door in the days of Noah. Amen? We must understand it's going to take the oil to get you there. I'm going to be very honest with you. You must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. That is not up for debate. That is not just a Pentecostal message that we harp about. Jesus said that. Not a religious organization, Sister Irvin. Jesus said that. You can't even see the kingdom without being born again. If you do not have the Holy Ghost today, now is your time. Now is your day. Amen. You can get the Holy Ghost right here in Bible study. There's an evangelistic service coming. You can get it then. That's between you and the Lord. But what I am telling you is, you got to have it. Amen. I'm getting ready to close. But he answered and said, or the virgin said, Lord, Lord, open unto us. Open unto us. There's an hour coming. There's a day coming. But he answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, some of the most awful words in the Bible. I know you not. Woo. That's a disturbing answer. And the other one in the Old Testament, it says, summer has passed and we are not saved. Those are the most horrifying words in this entire Bible. I know you not and we are not saved. But here's the good news. You can be saved. You can know him. He can know you. And today is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. Amen. I know you not. I know you not. These phrases should disturb our spirits. In closing, watch ye therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. But he is coming. How many believes, really seriously believe in the second coming of our Lord and Savior? Now let me ask you another serious question, and I'm talking to me too. Every time I look in the mirror and say, boy, you got work to do. We all got work to do. There's always something to work on. But do you believe that you really got to have the Holy Ghost to get there? Are you hearing me? You can be a great person. And great people are great people. I don't knock anybody that's good for society, good for the neighborhood. Good people are good people. And the shame of that is sometimes people that don't even go to church are more kind and humble and gracious than people that claim the Holy Ghost. I'm just being honest with you. Some people will go out of their way more than church people will for you. But yet we claim we got all the love of God and we got everything. Do we really? Your neighbor's important. People you work with is important. People sitting next to you in this building is important. Because all of us are going to fall in a category of being wise or being foolish. There's a day and there's an hour. Stand with me. The hour is going to expose the condition of every single heart. Every single heart. Amen. That's why I vowed to the Lord when I started. I made God a promise. I don't know where this is heading, leading, and going. All I know is I have a lot of issues, God. I have a lot of problems. And Sister Irvin, I said, Lord, they'll probably continue. But not one time has God said, you have too many problems that I can't solve.
Ooh, come on, somebody.
God gets you. He knows you. He understands you. He'll help you. He'll save you. He'll redeem you. He'll accept you. You ain't got to worry about being accepted by God. He'll accept you. But you got to come and make it right. We got to do things on our part. Let's raise our hands and give God some praise. If you do anything today, please prepare for your journey. Let's all worship Him.